Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, how are you? Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome in. It is WEEI Afternoons. I'm Christian Arcan, live from our Brighton studios. On a, not a balmy day, but it's nice out there, 63 and sunny. Hope you're enjoying the start to your weekend. Andy Hart on location. What's going on, Andy?
It's Focus Friday. We just got to focus for
it is
Friday.
Indeed, a Focus Friday. I thought it was Funny Friday, or the Friday Funnies. What was that thing that Barmore was doing?
We've moved on from that. I think Focus Fridays has a more professional ring to it. Now, it makes me wonder, is like Screw Around Wednesday, F Off Thursday, like is it just Focus Friday? Or am I, so Wednesday, Thursday, I'm kind of off the hook. I can do what I want? Is
well,
that how that works?
It's got to be alliterative, so whatever it is. Yeah, it's
basically. The thing that went in my head was dirty, so I didn't say it.
Yeah, I thought of a few dirty ones just now, too. I also thought of some old Opie and Anthony ones, like from Wednesday. You remember those?
Yeah.
We can't. Those are not allowed anymore.
Wow, I can't believe you remember that.
I remember those bumper stickers.
Wow.
Remember those things? Bumper stickers were everywhere.
People used to write it in the dirt on the back of trucks, too.
Yeah.
All the time, tractor trailer trucks and like delivery trucks and stuff.
I think you get taken off the air in Boston if you mention Opie and Anthony in 2024. Hopefully no one heard that. But either way, it's nice to have you with us here today. That was Gerard Mayo speaking this morning. I thought that was the most interesting part of the entire press conference, Andy. I don't know if you agree or not, but I thought that was, for him anyway, about as open and honest as I think he's been in a while. It seemed like he wasn't just trying to say a bunch of words. It seemed like he was genuinely kind of talking about his experience and what he thinks he's going to work on and how his process is all that stuff. It seems like over the course of the season, he talks in so many circles that you wind up thinking, what the hell did he just say? I didn't think that after hearing that little bit we just played. And I thought it was an interesting look into his sense of job security, his preparation coming into the year, or lack thereof, if you want to maybe put it that way. I don't know if that's the charitable way of putting it, but he did sort of imply it there. And really, in general, just how ready was he to take over this team as the head coach? He knew he was going to have the job. It was entrusted to him, basically. It was he had the job in writing. And it's been a big-time learning experience so far, and it's also up in the air and debatable how much he's demonstrably learned, right? I mean, like, what's gotten better? What's he gotten better at? How is this team sort of improving under his watch? All of that, I thought, was sort of interesting side topics of that answer. I don't know if you thought that as well, but he doesn't have a lot of really interesting answers. I thought that was one.
I thought it was interesting, and it made me immediately think about sort of the way we all felt that this was ill-prepared or poorly executed from the beginning. It was like, okay, we're going to hire Mayo. What was the second step of this plan? You didn't have a second step, and I didn't have a, who's got the second step of this plan? Like, there was a haphazardness to everything that occurred after we announced that Gerard Mayo is the next head coach. He's going to replace Bill Belichick, and I don't necessarily blame him fully. Because one thing that I think factored into his failure to be prepared is I do not remember the phrase that Mike Reese used when Josh McDaniels came back, that Bill Belichick was going to open his world to McDaniels.
I do remember that. Yes.
Okay. I don't think Bill Belichick opened his world to Gerard Mayo last year. So I don't think he was helping Mayo prepare to be head coach. And I'm not saying that he necessarily should. I know the Belichick honks are going to come out of the, oh, you're going to prepare your replacement? Is that what you would do, Hart? I don't know how it handled. I'm just saying I don't think it happened, and that probably hindered his ability to be ready.
Agreed.
And then when you learn on the fly, because I do think he has to be learning, he has to be acknowledging his missteps, it's hard to do a lot of significant changes or treat things differently, A, with the same players, but also when you're in the midst of a weekly schedule that never stops. He's in a dryer, right? He's in a clothes dryer, just bouncing around time after time after time. But for him to at least express the idea that he is taking notes and sort of cashing things away so that year two jump, I found that also interesting that Belichick always talked about players, you know, year one to year two, and Mayo's hoping that he's going to make a massive year two jump. I think
Belichick had a pretty good year two jump, I'd say.
Absolutely. Right? I wouldn't want to live up to that standard.
No.
I don't think that's a fair marker. But I do think it's interesting. And I do think, first and foremost, it's like, oh, so you think you're back next year? That was like the first takeaway is, because the other day when he was asked about coaching changes, he kind of included himself. He said, starts with me.
Right.
Like, we all have stuff. So he's definitely planning on being back for a second season. And honestly,
I don't think he said that by accident. I think that was, yeah, you know, the year to year, my second year, I think hopefully it'll be better. He knows right. He's got a second year coming.
And I think we all do. I think it got a little ugly there where we started to ponder, could this really be a one and done? But then they got a win and they've been more competitive and they fought to the finish. We're now in the second half of the season and the team is fighting for him and they're not an absolute poop show.
Mm-hmm.
Like they might be becoming in Chicago, their opponent this week, some of the things that are happening with their locker room and their star players. So I think it's fair for him to assume he's going to get a second season. But it's also important that he realizes his second season better be a heck of a lot better than his first, or he's not getting a third season. He might not get through a second season.
Yeah, I think that's all fair. I think that's absolutely fair, and I think that may have been what prompted some of the parts of those comments. I thought it was interesting how he's just, you know, wants to disconnect from everything and get away from everyone and, you know, go somewhere where no one can find them in the house and just whatever it is. It's a process. Everybody has a different process.
Well, he said we all should.
Yeah.
He said we should all do it.
I mean, that sounds great, Gerard.
Do you do it?
I have a 2-year-old. No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't really.
I'd love to. I've no opportunity to do that ever.
I also don't know what I'd do. Like, what does it mean? Like, if I go sit in a room and there's, like, I guess I'm supposed to not have my phone. I'm probably not supposed to be playing, like, Words with Friends on my phone or scrolling through Twitter.
You still play Words with Friends?
I do.
Really?
I do.
I didn't even know that still was a thing. I thought everyone stopped playing that, like, 10 years ago.
A lot of people did.
Yeah.
But, okay, you're fixating on that. My point is, I don't know how I would, like, sit in a room and decompress and assess things. Like, I don't think I'm good at that. I would need some guidance.
Maybe it's a football player thing. That's what Aaron Rodgers did, you know, just a dark room with a hole in the ground to poop in, and that's
how'd
basically
that work
all
out
you
for
do.
Him?
Not great. Not great.
Terrible.
But hey, maybe it's a football player thing. It's just, you know, you take a lot of shots, you take a lot of damage to the body, you just gotta sit there. No one touch me, no one talk to me, everybody get out of my face, and I'm just gonna sit here and veg out for a while. I kinda get it. I kinda do.
The flip side of this is that I didn't care for. I don't want to alarm Coach Mayo, but a lot of football left to be played.
Sure.
I'm not sure I'd be talking too much about how I'm going to decompress after the season.
I know.
And think about it. Like,
he's really got that on his mind, huh? Like, I can't wait for this to be over. I can't wait
to know. You got all of November, Coach. You got all of December. You got a little bit of January. Like, if you want your team to finish and to, you know, do positive things and create some momentum and lay a foundation and improve over the second half of the season, you might want to put the talk of the offseason in your back pocket for a while.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting time to bring that up. Interesting. It's not even Thanksgiving yet, Coach. You know,
no.
Like let's maybe focus more on the Bears and the teams coming
focus
up here.
Focus Friday.
And all the
focus
other stuff.
Focus Friday.
And it is interesting because there isn't a lot else to focus on when it comes to people like us and the fans and sort of everyone else. And I think that in some ways, his comments reflect the idea that this season was about seeing what you have, right? Like, you heard people say that. That was a common refrain in the first couple of weeks was, well, yeah, they're losing games, but it doesn't really matter. What this season's all about is seeing what you have with Drake May, seeing what else you have on the roster, and who to build around going forward and all this other stuff. We did that. We did the pillars on the roster and who to keep and all that.
Yep.
Like, that's what you're trying to figure out this year. And we threw some names out who have probably played their way right off that list over the course of, I don't know, 8 weeks or 9 weeks, whatever it is. And I think that in the case of Gerard Mayo, it's sort of the same thing. Like, what do you have here with Gerard Mayo now? And I know he's part of the evaluation process, but he's getting evaluated too.
Yep.
And I don't know that, like, I look at the roster. I know you got May. I know you got Gonzalez. I'd like to think that Barmore is still a viable option. Hopefully he's, you know, healthy and can return to the level of play he was at before. And, you know, that thing in Rhode Island is all behind him and all that other stuff. So, like, I just, you know, we'll see. But that's where I am with that. The rest of the roster hasn't, I know what we have. We figured out what you have. It's not really much worth holding on to, I think, is the consensus here with us. And probably with the coaching staff and probably with ownership and the front office and everybody else. What do they think, though, about Gerard Mayo?
I think that's a great question. But I also don't think from them, from an ownership perspective, I don't think you can remove their pre-existing feelings and biases.
Right.
Right. Like, I think that's the overbearing or overarching important factor, right? Like, if they were just judging him on everything that occurred from January through now, I very much think he'd be on the hot seat. But I don't think that's what they're doing. Like, I think they invested in this unknown quantity, young quantity, and they're in it, right? Like, if it's one of those old, I don't know, cliches, like, if you're in for an inch, you're in for a mile, or I don't know, something like that.
In it for a penny, in it for a pound.
That's yeah. Right, yeah. If they're in it for a penny, hey. This year's the penny, they're in it for a pound. Yeah. See, that's why he's Stiz with
Stiz. Stiz knows his British colloquialisms better than most people, yes.
But I think that is what the case is here. Like, you're fully invested in Gerard Mayo, regardless, almost regardless of what happens this season. The thing that jumped out to me beyond that is, from his perspective, this line of thought and talking point almost reminded me of the question I asked Curran yesterday. Like, so what do we do the rest of the season?
Where do we go from here now? Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, what is going to go on for the...
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The next 2 months. And I think he's wondering the same, like, this is meaningless football in a way. Like, there's a lot of meaningless football to be played because I think most people have already decided Drake May's the guy. Drake May is one of the keepers. He's going to be good. We got to get him experience without getting him killed, like some sort of balance there. Mm-hmm. And like you, I think most people have decided, other than about three people, I don't give a rat's katukus about anybody else on the roster. And like I heard Wiggy say it, he did one of those podcasts. And I wonder if he got approval on that. He's supposed to file for approval on those podcasts.
Yes.
That Shut Up Mark or Mark is.
Yeah, he was cool. On the Shut Up Mark podcast.
And one of them was, he basically said.
Well, first of all, just real quick before we elaborate here, Shut Up Mark gets Jeremy Swayman in the middle of his contract negotiations. He gets Matthew Judon right before he gets traded. Yep. And he gets Wiggy right before the Bears game. I mean, come on. You talk about gets. I don't know that there's a better series of gets than
pew,
those
pew,
right
pew. One of the social media clips making the rounds from Wiggy's appearance was basically what you just said. I got May, I got Barmore, I got Gonzo. I don't care about anybody
else. I agree with him 100%. I agree with everything that Wiggy said on that. I heard that clip, and I think he's absolutely right, and I think that's got to be on some level. Like, you have to field the team, right? You can't just cut everybody and you can't trade everybody away. You have to field the team. So some of these guys will be back, but in terms of who you're tie into the roof of the car, you know, in terms of who you're really making sure is there with you. That's it. I mean, that's what we're talking about. So it's an interesting situation.
You also
situation.
Have to play games, though. Like, you also
yeah,
have to,
sure.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's the weirdness of Curran, that confusion yesterday. He jumped right to the draft. It's like, yeah, everybody would like to jump right to the draft. You can't. There's a rest of the season that must be played. You must put 11 people out there on offense and defense and special teams and compete each and every week. And Coach Mayo on Focus Friday, you still have a lot of games to focus on and figure out how you're going to navigate the challenges of motivation and competition and development that come over the next 2 months.
Yeah, absolutely. There are two rookie quarterbacks playing this weekend. Hart, I don't know if you knew that. I don't know
really?
If you read that in the paper or not, but that's
Jaden
actually
Daniels
true.
And Bo Nix?
It is neither of them. It is Drake May and it is Caleb Williams, the number 3 and number 1 overall picks, respectively, in the draft this year. And we heard this from Brian yesterday. Brian Frizoco, our resident Bears fan. And young Brian came in, talked to us, if you saw some of the clips maybe, and
some of them, there were like 20.
A lot of Brian.
He likes him some him.
Hey, you know what? You got a mug like that. You got to put it out there.
Hey, if you're not going to promote yourself, who's going to promote you?
It's a great point. Absolutely.
We've learned that as well as anyone.
We certainly have, host two.
Thanks, host one.
I think
you're doing a fine job, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I think that when you look at these two guys and you look at how in despair the Bears fans are, and it's not just there. I mean, they're you read their local stuff and listen to their some of the local Bears podcasts and stuff like that, and they are very down on the team. More so even than I think Patriots fans are at this point. And I don't know exactly why. I think it's sort of the dichotomy of the way these two teams prepared for their rookie quarterbacks. Like, the Bears think, hey, we got the first overall pick, which in theory should be the best one, right? Like, this was the guy everybody wanted. This is the guy who was going to go first. We got him. And not only did we get him, we set him up pretty well. We said we had more here already. We drafted Adunze. We traded for Allen. And we'll get to a lot of this in our Bears scouting report a little bit later on. But, you know, we brought in Swift. We did all this stuff. And it doesn't really seem like it's clicking as fast as we wanted it to. Whereas the Patriots did the opposite. They didn't expect it to click right away because they didn't even really want to play him. I feel like they kind of got forced into it because Brissett was just not working out. And they didn't surround him with anything. They basically just have him QBing last year's team, only there's no Smith-Schuster and no Devontae Parker. And there's no Zeke Elliott. And that's basically it. Everything's the same. Jalen Polk and Javon Baker hardly play. So, I mean, you're really not looking at a very much different offense from the one that got you the third overall pick last year. And I think that's sort of the difference is the expectations in Chicago around Williams, and not just Williams, but the front office and Eberflus and sort of all this other stuff, were set very differently than what was to be a multi-year kind of prolonged, unbearable rebuild this season with the Patriots.
Yeah, no question. With most of us, expectations set your emotion, right? Your reaction and how you feel in almost everything, every aspect of life. Like, you got a kid, and if you're expecting the kid to sleep for 6 hours and he wakes up in 4, you're pissed, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the worst night. If you know he gets up every 2 hours, isn't it easier to deal with? Like, you kind of know what to expect over the course of the night. And I think the Bears fans have a problem where they expected a pretty good football team because of the moves and the talent around the quarterback. And I think also it's trending south. That's the other aspect that it's not, you know, maybe if you flipped their season a little bit and they weren't fading and you weren't having this sort of turmoil among veterans and questions about the coach, but not only are they not living up to some of the early preseason expectations, they're fading. They've lost a couple in a row. They're not winning games that maybe they thought, like, coming into the season, I think the Bears and Cardinals, I think people probably thought more of the Bears than the Cardinals, right?
Definitely.
And now the Cardinals are kind of trending one way. The Bears are trending in a different direction. So,
and the Cardinals smoked them last weekend, yeah.
Right. And in New England, I think most people had pretty low expectations. So just the fact, I mean, yes, as people have said in the text line, are we really resigned to the fact that we celebrate incomplete passes? Yes, we do. That's what we do. We celebrate Drake May, the way he runs, the way he throws, whatever he can do. That is what we're relegated to for the here and now, and most of us have accepted that. And I think in a weird way, it allows us to enjoy some of that and not get so down. You may not be included in that group because you get very angry that the other 52 players stink and they didn't surround him. And that's fair. I'm not telling you how to react or
You are a little bit, but okay.
I'm off my high horse now. I'm sitting in a chair at a desk. I got off the horse.
Did you fix that door behind you, by the way? Can you pan over and show us? No, of course not.
It's going to be a pain in my ass to fix, so I'm going to delay it as long as possible. Until my wife really gets angry, then I will fix it. But for you people on some television screen to complain about the door in my house, you think I'm going to do it for you people? No.
Okay, just asking. The people do want to know. They want to know if there's like a man living in the house who can fix stuff. You know, that's just
what they want to know. But he's a man with a lot to do, and he's not always on task. And, you know, after the year ends and when I sit in my dark room and consider things that I need to do better, that door will be on the list.
Okay, very good.
He can't reach the track on the top to put the thing on the door.
Stiz, that hurts coming from you, pal. Yeah.
I know. It's kind of a brave card for you to place this, but yeah, a little bit. Either way.
There's a glass house. You're behind a glass window in a glass house.
Either way, it was a pretty good line. So there you go. Gerard Mayo planning a big improvement next year. Just wait, guys. And no, it's not good right now, but next year, that's when I'm going to really take all the stuff I learned and put it all together and be the coach that you want to be. I think in general.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
What?
So we're all excited about 2025 for the quarterback, correct?
Am I excited, what, that he's going to take a step forward and be better?
Yeah.
Yeah, to an extent. I was convinced that they were going to put better players around him, yes. I'd be more excited if I believed that. But right now I kind of feel like, you know, year two of Mac Jones is still emblazoned in my head. Like, it's hard for me to think that unless this team and this organization starts changing their approach to team building, maybe from the ground up, it's hard for me to think that Drake May is going to get the support that he needs next year. That's how I feel right now.
Yeah, for me, it's from the EVP down, because I'm really down on Elliott Wolf. I really have significant concerns about Elliott Wolf and to truly entrust him with all those assets. But my point was, we're excited about the quarterback. He's shown us enough, right? Has Gerard Mayo shown you enough to have any excitement about the head coach with a year two jump? The quarterback's year two jump is going to be good. Head coach?
No, I mean, he hasn't shown me that, but it's also, I think, a little tougher to evaluate. Like, did Bill Belichick show you anything in that 5-11 season that let you know he was going to be?
No, I think he was going to get fired until Mo Lewis hit Drew Bledsoe.
Right, you know, like, so that's, I think that's kind of, I don't think coaches have no say over what happened. I think that obviously coaches can have a very big influence on things, and game plan and scheme and all of that does make a difference. We haven't seen a whole lot of evidence of that from Gerard Mayo, of that working so far this year, but again, you know, you get the right players, you get guys with more talent. I'm not willing to fully judge this season for him as a coach until they put it's sort of the same thing with Drake May. Until they actually put a team out there for him to coach, it's hard to make an honest evaluation.
Sure. And I think also part of it will be the honest evaluations he's going to have to make after the season. And I don't know what they're going to be. Is DeMarcus Covington going to remain in his role as play caller, defensive coordinator? Is Alex Van Pelt going to remain in his role as play caller and defensive coordinator? Is that even a decision Gerard Mayo gets to make unilaterally? Right. I don't know the answer to that either.
Yeah, that's all good points. The show today is packed. We have a lot of stuff to get to today. As you know, Andy, we're doing our pillar power rankings of the Boston Bruins. That's coming up later on.
I'm excited for that.
I'm excited about that as well. The Red Sox in on another player, this time for a trade, which if you read what they're thinking about offering here from Sean McAdam at Mass Live, it's going to get you angry all over again, because it got me angry. I know that. Mike Giardi's going to be joining the show at 5 o'clock. We are also going to be handing out mid-season awards here for all of the NFL and for the Patriots. That's all coming up later on in the show. However, when we return, Thursday Night Football last night, another 2-point conversion. This time they went for it and they blew it, and I think it was the right move. We'll get to all of that. We'll debate that right after Stiz gets you caught up on what's trending.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.